Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Steel Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about the places that we go. The reason why we go out to so many places is for the map, for Ash Friendly. That's our main purpose in life, is to provide maps for all walks of life, all people, in a different and complete way than normal companies would go about doing it, very quick and fast and just like half booty, because it doesn't really show the details of what people actually need. It's more of just like, here, drive your car, boom, go. The difference between my map and his map, if I were to do a map like they did, mine would tell you where the potholes are. I would tell you where the turns are very narrow and sharp, instead of just like, go, go. That's the difference. And these other massive companies can't provide that because, one, they don't care about people. They don't care about even their own employees. Why would they care about people who are buying their product? And that's just the way it is. And that's how it's always going to be. For massive corporations that have just no heart, no soul, and don't take responsibility for their actions, don't take responsibility for how they treat their people, the environment, what they're doing. They just care about the how much money I'm making, how can I buy another yacht or not, like what's going on. So with our map, it's very detailed, very organized, and it's a slower process. But I have a lot more people working on it than other companies will have working on it, just because that when I have other people working on it, they are most likely disabled, or they are in poverty, or they are homeless, or they have done things that just need repentance and to be forgiven. And how you forgive people is let them forgive themselves first, and then they can try to forgive, then they can allow other people to forgive them, because it all comes back to self-esteem first. It always has. There's nothing to change it. You have to respect yourself. Self-worth is net worth. I've said it multiple times. There's just a fact of life. So as I'm going out about seeing all these places and experiencing these things, because a lot of people don't know what's out there. And so if you are in a wheelchair, in a motorized wheelchair, you would never know that there's other motorized wheelchairs out there that you can rent for free to go enjoy the beach, to go enjoy the mountains. Free. You just have to get there. And so there's other wheelchairs out there, beach wheelchairs out there that you can use and borrow and bring back. And then it's awesome. We're working on being more acceptable of other people, because when you accept other people, more money comes into you. The same thing with forgiveness. You forgive more people and forgive life and not have this built up nastiness to you or growl to you because of what you're trying to judge all these people. Just forgive them. Offer it to Jesus, offer it to God, offer it to what you believe in, and be at peace with it, and then more money will trickle in. It's just something that works. So when I'm out mapping, we consider all disabilities, whether if you're deaf, if you're blind, if you have a walker, if you need help reading, if you just can't comprehend certain things. We work on all these different ideas, and so that way when somebody comes in, they may know, like, hey, all right, well, you're not really, you're Ash friendly for people who are transgender, but you're not Ash friendly for people who are in a walker. Or you're not Ash friendly for people who are blind or deaf. And that's okay. They will know going into that, and they will have all the necessities that they need to overcome that. And then all the companies have to do is recognize it, and if they would like, fix the problem. Because if they fix the issue they have being not accompanying other abilities, right? If they're not, don't feel like, oh, well, what do I need to do? These people never go out. That's not true. And they actually have money. And then when they have money, they want to go out. They have to bring people with them. So if you're going to have a business that has a step in it, well, a motorized wheelchair can't get up there. But guess what? They're still bringing two or three people with them because they have to have aides. They have a friend. So right there is three people. And you're missing out on all that money. And so when they know that, when they realize, wow, man, I'm missing out on this and that, and what the heck? And like, they'll become Ash friendly. Or because you have to hit them where it counts. And the only thing that matters to businesses is the money. It's not the product. It's not like what you're doing. It's not the employees. It's not the place. They don't care. They just care. Where's that money? Give me that money. Because that's the only thing that drives a lot of people is money. And then if you hit them where it hurts, they will feel that impact and they will have to correct themselves someplace, somewhere, in some fashion and form. But when we go out to like, we do a group, like this summer we did a lot of beaches in North Carolina on the Eastern Shore, like a lot of like Caroline Beach, we did Holden Beach, we did Sunset Beach, we did Ocean Isle, list goes on and on. Ocean Isle is our favorite. And so when you go there, you can now look on the map and you can look and see, oh, okay, well, if I go to Holden Beach, there's certain beaches that have gravel and certain beaches that have pavement. Well, which ones? And I'll tell you exactly which ones have gravel, which ones don't. Also, I'll tell you which ones have sand, because you can't put a wheelchair in sand because it just will just wreck the machine. I mean, and they have also like blue mats where you can drive on them. Now, a lot of people don't even know about these blue mats because they're like, well, what are those? Because people who are disabled may not have a chance to go out. And now when they see a 1,000-pound wheelchair going on sand on this blue mat, it works. And it lights them up like, wow, maybe I can get in there. I can find someone to take me. And then they reach deeper into Ash Friendly and they find out, they find heroes, they find rides, they find all these things that they need for necessities to help them out to get them through what they need to get through. And it's all these little ideas and little thoughts in the beginning. And so as we're inspiring other people to go out, the thing about this is that the people that are at home that I can envision being locked in a room or locked in a closet or locked against the wall, they inspire me without me ever knowing them. Because I know what it's like and I know how it feels to be disabled, to not have a life, not have a future, not have any way to communicate with anyone, to be left alone because you have, in the real world, you have no value. Because in this world, if you do not make money, you have no value. Just how it is. I see it all the time, from the homeless to people who have mental disabilities to people who are just artistic, because no one believes in an artist till they make money. And when they see that they make money, then you're valuable. And that's another hurtful thing when I say, it doesn't matter about my art. I could make a lot of art. I could make a lot of things. But I don't control it. The people who find value in it put a price tag on it and make money. It doesn't matter what I think. It could be the worst piece of art in the world, but just because someone values it, it raises the price up and now I'm worth something. But I find value in people because I'm like them. I have a lot of empathy, sympathy, compassion to humanity, to the world, to the poor people, to people who are disabled, and people who are able-bodied people. I feel bad for a lot of them because they just don't get it. A lot of people who are rich, they just don't get it. And they never will. And I can't tell them that. They have to experience for themselves. And so I've never been one to like make a lot of money because I've never chased it. I've looked for more spiritual things, more family-oriented things, more togetherness, more at peace, more doing the right thing and being respectful. That's all I've cared about. I've never cared about where can I make the most money. The money just flows in. I've known that because whatever you put out there comes back to you. I just dump it in, I put my time in. Because you never expect anything back, ever. Never expect. If I give you $10, I never expect it back. If I do something nice, I never expect it back. It's just the right thing to do. But now as I'm moving along, there's so many nice people that are doing so many nice things for me, for Ash Friendly, for the people around me. I can't complain because this is my life's work. This is what I've done, taking care of my body, taking care of the people around me. And now I can't even leave the house sometimes because I have a family here and a community here that just, where'd you go? I went to the store. But they don't like it even when I leave because they know that like I'm here and I'm being respectful in a loving environment and they want to keep it. And my thing to them is, I got to map this out for everyone. I have to build sympathy and empathy and compassion through by building support, ownership, trust, reliability to people that never had any. What is this? You believe in me. That's what the map is. I believe in you to come help me create this and build this wonderful thing. And we'll do it step by step together. Well, folks, I ran over a little time today, but that's all right. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, and the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. As always, remember, together we are Ash Friendly.